Well, what an amazing game last night. I tell you what, it just went off for Queensland in so many ways. And as we kind of discussed this morning as well, there would have been a couple of young kids there that I reckon have got, they've got dreams, NRL dreams, as a result of last night. Well, we certainly kicked it off in fine style as well. I was a bit cheeky and I called him the surfing cowboy because he is a Queenslander. Well, he is these days. We'll get to that in just a sec. But last night, just before the game, to set the scene in so many ways, the national anthem was sung by Casey Barnes. 49,000 people. The biggest crowd, certainly for a sporting event since COVID-19 hit. He joins me this morning. Is your head still spinning this morning, Casey?
It was pretty special, mate. It was, I guess, a dream come true and a huge honour to perform the anthem at an event like that. And just so happens I'm a big fan of Origin as well, so it was a great atmosphere and we were lucky enough to stay and watch the game and see Queensland get up for the win, so it was great.
Now, look, I didn't quite catch it, but you didn't change the words, because there's been a bit of talk in the last week or so about changing some of the words. Did you stick to the original from what I could hear, Casey?
Yeah, mate, I didn't try doing anything fancy. I just kept it, as traditional as possible, and it worked out well. So that there was just the most amazing feeling when you sing that final note of the anthem and you can hear the crowd in the stadium through your ears. It's it's sort of goosebumps material, but it's pretty amazing.
Mate, it really is. I mean, I think I've possibly been in a crowd with about 50,000 people. That was actually Bruce Springsteen. I was about to say Jimmy Barnes, though, because I've got Barnes in my brain. That was Bruce Springsteen, actually, in Brisbane way back in 1982. And there's just something so magic about, just the sound of so many people. How did it actually come about? How did you get this opportunity?
Good question. The NRL actually approached us to be part of it last week, and it was just juggling a few things around. And at one time I was meant to be in Tamworth today because it's the Golden Guitars announcement for this year's finalists, and that I was looking at going down for that, and then this opportunity came up and we juggled a few things around, and then they offered the opportunity to perform two songs pre-game as well. So very lucky, and definitely a huge opportunity.
And look, the last couple of months, because we actually spoke for the first time just a few months ago, but I tell you what, each time we talk, your career just seems to be going off. It just seems to be going from big to even bigger, Casey. Congratulations. It's great.
Thank you. I don't know. I think it has a lot to do with the guys behind the scenes, and I'm lucky enough to have Michael Chugg, who manages me, and a great team of people that work their backsides off. So, and I think probably the biggest thing was it was a difficult call at the time, but bringing the album out in April, it sort of felt at the time it felt a little bit crazy to be doing that at the the start of a pandemic, but it's ended up being a great decision, and so many people have got behind the album and been very fortunate. So I think that's had a bit to do with it too.
Well, look, mate, we're the fortunate ones. You're riding this wave, and that wave is heading straight towards Cairns. You're going to be playing here at the Tanks. What an amazing, iconic place to play. Not quite as big as Suncorp Stadium, but, mate, what a great opportunity to spend some time in the north, and a great opportunity for locals to go and see the man behind the match last night.
Yeah, look, it's a beautiful venue. We've been lucky enough to play there once in the past, and it's an amazing location. And I guess, we're celebrating this week. Another thing is they're relaxing restrictions with the COVID situation. So it's back at full capacity. And it's also Aussie Music T-shirt Day on Friday as well, which is an initiative that is all about supporting music industry workers, a lot behind the scenes that have been probably doing it tough. So, if anyone is coming to the show, feel free to wear your favourite Aussie band's T-shirt. And we want to try and pack the place out there tomorrow night, and it should be great.
Mate, after your performance last night, I think everyone's going to have a fantastic time. And, of course, go to Ticketlink. You can get tickets online there through the council venue. It's at the Tanks tomorrow night, Casey Barnes. And I should imagine you're probably not going to sing the national anthem tomorrow night. What do you reckon?
No, mate, I'm very I'm happy to park that one, and we'll just be playing my own songs. I was nervous enough as it was last night. So it'll be great. We're looking forward to it.
Look, Casey, timing-wise, it's been great to talk to you this morning, especially after such a fantastic night. A great result for Queensland, a great result for you. But the main thing is that this wave, the Gold Coast singing cowboy, a surfing cowboy, it's coming to Cairns tomorrow night at the Tanks. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Casey, thank you so much for your time, because I'm sure everyone wants a bit of you this morning. Have a great day, and we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. Cheers.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.